This month, a new exhibition space dedicated to the role of women in American history opened to the public. The Center for Women's History at the New York Historical Society is the first of its kind in the country. WNYC's Shumita Basu went to check out the inaugural show.
I was surprised to find the first thing you see when you walk into the exhibition is men. Huge, somber portraits of the founding fathers.
So we begin in our man cave.
That's Dr. Valerie Paley, the chief historian at the Historical Society. And she says that jarring feeling I had is intentional. It sends a clear message. You know the story of these men. Now hear about their fellow females.
In terms of a museum to explicitly say, okay, we're going to revisit some of the historical topics that everyone knows, but do it from a female perspective, it's very rich and very powerful.
Paley is also now the director of the Center for Women's History, which has existed for over a year but hasn't had a physical home until now. And the opening exhibition is called Saving Washington. It's an ode to Dolly Madison. That's President James Madison's wife, who's probably best known for saving a portrait of George Washington when British troops torched the White House during the War of 1812. But the exhibit also grapples with the complicated role of women at the dawn of American democracy, when they weren't exactly citizens but were invested in this new society. Not exactly politicians, but influenced politics in their own ways.
So often women are overlooked in that narrative, and it's our intent to bring them back into the fold.
It's not that this exhibit is imagining a world without men.
No.
Men are here.
Yeah, that's
men
right.
Are clearly, you know, everyone is acting together.
That's exactly right. That's
the
exactly
central room with its wooden floors and high ceiling feels like a stage. It's meant to mimic one of Dolly Madison's Wednesday evening squeezes. That's what she called it when she would open the White House to the public and invite all kinds of people to come and socialize.
They took out ads in the local papers and anyone could come.
Politicians from out west with their muddy boots, shopkeepers, diplomats from foreign countries, men and women. A really crowded squeeze could bring in as many as 500 guests.
And everyone loved it. They felt, oh my God, this is something to be proud of, and as Americans, and this is our house.
Dolly would float around the party, instantly recognizable in her signature look.
She didn't wear a tiara or anything like that, but she wore a turban on her head with a plume so that anyone who was in a very tight public room could see where she was at any moment.
The squeeze is also meant to illustrate just how differently men and women made political maneuvers at the time. There's a table, which is actually a digital touchscreen, for two people to sit and role-play as men trying to reach a compromise on an issue. And you can tap on different options for what you'd like to say next. Most of the choices are aggressive.
Let you in on a secret, you can never win this game because men don't compromise at this gaming
Wait,
table.
So it's designed
to
not let you win?
Yeah, yeah. But you can try, but yeah, you can't win.
Once you're frustrated with that, you can move over to a bigger game table. This one's for four people, with a digital Dolly Madison at the head. And your options here are all about social currency, something that women at the time, especially Dolly, understood really well. You can compliment someone, criticize, say something charming.
In a way, the table functions as a metaphor. What were the topics on the table? What was going on under the table? How did we reach across the table? And we think of this as a way of doing politics while being sociable. So it's a sort of diplomacy, which I think Dolly Madison is remembered for, but not quite in this overtly political way.
The center has a few more exhibitions in the works set to open at the end of April. And the goal will stay the same, to keep disrupting the male-centric history book version of America with stories of real women. Shumita Basu, WNYC News.